Good evening. Thank you, every pleasure. As we know, the coming number of weeks is what's termed the 3 weeks of Bein HaMetzarim, which we start with Shavuos v'Tammuz, and we continue building up towards Tisha B'Av. The Mishnah in the end of Maseches Tainis tells us, Chamisha Dvarim, five events happened, Yirus HaVoseinu b'Shavuos v'Tammuz, u'b'Tisha B'Av. There are five events that happened to our fathers, happened to our ancestors on Shavuos v'Tammuz, 17th day of Tammuz, and there are five events that happened on Tisha B'Av. And the Mishnah enumerates it. The Mishnah lists what are the events that we're talking about. The Mishnah continues, Shavuos v'Tammuz, Nishtabru haluchos. Luchos are broken. Butal ha-Tammud. The Kavan Tamid that was brought consecutively, constantly, every day, seized. Huv Ka'ir, the city of Yerushalayim's walls were demolished, were broken through. V'saraf apostumos es ha-Torah. Apostum is burnt the Torah. Sevetayu v'nishem etzel ha-Behechol. These are the five events that happened at Shavuos v'Tammuz. The luchos are broken, the Talmud was stopped, the city gates, city walls were broken into, Apostumus burned the Sefer Torah, and there was Hemet Selim Beheichal, a idol was set up in the Heichal. The first event that the Mishnah discussed is Shtabur HaLuchos, the luchos are broken. The Chayra, if you give it some thought, why were the luchos broken? What event preceded that caused the luchos to break? We all know that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, so the luchos are broken. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and saw the Chet HaEgel, the Egel Hazav, Moshe Rabbeinu, upon seeing that event, either the luchos fell from his hands or he broke the luchos. What does the Mishnah tell us happened on the 17th of Tammuz? The luchos are broken. The chayra, the Mishnah should have said a much more severe event. The thing that caused the broken luchos broken. The Chet HaEgel, which also have a Shavuos v'Tammuz. Why does the Mishnah enumerate and say Nishtabur haluchos? And seem to skip over the Chet HaEgel. Kasha number one. Kasha number two, which is really a amplification of the first kasha, is the known Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tainis. The Rambam tells us, "Mitzvah ha'aseh min ha'Torah lizuk le'asiyah b'chatzot ha'kol Torah she'tavah la'tzibor." It's a mitzvah to have chatzotis and to call out every time there's a tzara to the tzibor. She'ne'emah, the pasuk of the Rambam means a pasuk. V'davar zeh. Says the Rambam Halacha Beis, Midarchei HaTshuva. And the Mishnah continues that this is the mitzvah of Tainis. The Rambam very clearly says, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down in Hilchos Tainis, that the whole purpose of a Tainis, not just a fast, not just to starve ourselves, but rather it's one of the elements of going to Tshuva. The Aveira that happened causes that we need to do tshuva. And therefore, the mitzvah of Tainis is part of the protocol, procedures of tshuva. If that's the case, then the Chayra, the Mishnah, should have said even more so, not Nishtaber Haluchais, but the Chet HaEgel. Because the Chet HaEgel is the source and the Aveira that caused the tragedies. And the whole tainis is dachei atshuva, to get the tshuva for what the averis we did. So the mission should have elaborated and said the mishda averis that happened that day that will cause that we have to fast. We have to do tshuva on those averis that happened that day. Why does the Mishnah just say nishtaber haluchos? And the Mishnah does not say chet ha'egel. That also happened on Shavuos v'Tammuz. It seems like the Mishnah is taking a side thing that happened that day and not hitting the core, not hitting the point of that the tshuva, the tainis is for the tshuva that happened, the tshuva for the aveira that happened that day. What happened that day? Shavuos v'Tammuz. It happened chet ha'egel. So now the kashi is even stronger. Why is the Mishnah that say nishtaber haluchos and leave out the entire source and the averio that why nishtaber haluchos, which is the chet ha'egel? It's not one of the five listed of events that happened that day. Another idea, another kasha. We know that on Yom Kippur there are five tefillos. One at Ma'ariv, and during the day there are four tefillos. Shacharis, Mosif, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. And the Mishnah in Maseches Tainis tells us that there are other Tainesim that have Ne'ilah. A fast for a tragedy, for lack of rain, or other impending dangers. We also say Tefillas Ne'ilah. Frekti Rishonim, why by these Dalat Tainesim don't we say Ne'ilah? Says the Rishonim, the Ran, the Be'iri, the Ramban, Tamid Ramban also say this. They say this following Lashon. Me'at b'chol tainis sibor royli espal tefillas ne'ilah. And all tefillah tainis sibor public fasts, we are supposed to have tefillas ne'ilah. Chutz midalat soimos, except for the four fasts that we call tainis tinios, Tisha B'av, Shavuos v'Tammuz, Esav v'Teves, and some Gedalia. We don't say ne'ilah. D'behed yaminim b'parak malkom shanah hagu. The Gemara in Pesachas Sochem tells us to test b'av einik tainis sibor l'tefillas ne'ilah. That Tes B'Av, Tisha B'Av is not similar. It's not like all the other Tanesim in regard to Tevilas Ne'ilah. The Einsar Echloimah, Shara Tzoymas, and for sure the other three are do not have Ne'ilah either. V'Hatam, says the Ran. Shaloi Tiknu Ne'ilah Ele B'Taniyoy Shehukvu L'Tevilah. The Ne'ilah was only instituted for a Tanis Shehukvu l'tefila, that was set up for primarily for davening, for tefila. Avol arba tzoymos, the four fasts, we call the four fasts lohukvu elu le'evel, is only set up le'evel for mourning. That's all we need for this discussion. Le'evel, yes, it's a time of mourning. The only time we have a Hilchas Avelus is Tisha B'Av. What does he mean, Le'evel, for mourning? What does this mean? That the other ones are for Tefillah, the other Taniyos, Yom Kippur, and other Taniyos that we have for Tzarais are the Tefillah, and these four Taniyos, Tzim Gedalia, Sarvei Teves, Shavuos v'Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av is Le'evel. So I saw.
What are the tefillos? It means like for rain.
For rain, and other tzaras that are coming, impending tzaras. I saw the Birchas Avraham, Avraham Erlanger. Not only has a sefer Birchas Avraham set on Birchas Avraham on Gemarais, he has a three-volume set on Musa Shmuzin that he set over. He says over most of Shmuzin, Matzei Shabbos, and other times. His three-volume set of Shmuzin that he says over. And in that shmuz, he brings these makaris, and he wants to imazbir it. What does it mean, the Ran mean, that the other tzilos, most tzivos is letfilah, and these four tzivos are le'evil? So he's masbid based on a Rambam in Hilchos Tainis, Perek Dalet. Perek Hey. Says the Rambam, Hilchos Tainis, Perek Hey. Halacha Aleph. Yesh yomim shekol Yisrael mis'anim behem. There are those days that the entire Jewish nation fasts on them. B'nei hatzorais she'ira behem. Because of the tragedies that happen to them. Why? Says the Rambam. Kidei lo'oyer halavavois. In order to awaken the heart. Uliftoyach b'darchei hatshuva. And to open the ways of tshuva. This will be a remembrance to remind ourselves, zichroin lemaaseinu harum, to remember our bad evil ways. The ways of our fathers who are like ours. Like we're doing now. That was because of the averes, it caused us all these tragedies. Shebezichroin dvarim elu, we remember these things. Noshuv lehetiv, will return to become better. Shenema v'hisvadu esavoinam v'esavoin avoisam. We confess our sins and the sins of our fathers. Halacha beis ve'elu hain yoim shlishi b'tishrei shironeh agedaliu achikam. Some gedaliu the third of Tishrei. Asiru b'teve shabo samach melech bavu nuchatet harashi shlayim. Yidzayim b'tamis chamishu doam ilabo. Right, and he brings down the three, five things. Shabaluchos b'tal tamud, hubko yishalayim b'chob b'sheini, sarf ha'b'sasumah, sarf ha'shar toyov, hemetzecha v'heicho. The Rambam here says, what is the purpose of these four taniyos? Let's review that again. Yeish yorim, what are they? Mipnei hatzoreis, she'iru b'hem. What? Do you remember the tzoreis? To remember the things that happened to us upon a time? Kidei la'orir ha'lavavois, liftoyach b'dach ha'tshuva. To awaken us. Uvizviyazeh, this through this time is zichroim lemaaseh nu haroim. To remember our evil ways. The Rambam seems to say that a standard tainus that happens in Kippur, or other tainus that happen because of a tzara, an impending tzara, it's obvious what we're fasting for. We know what the tzara is. We know what we're trying to do. The tzara is upon us. There's no rain in Eretz Yisrael. They fast. But in the Zman HaMishnah. That with the chomer of a Yom Kippur, with the Elah. We fast because we know the tzara. We feel the tzara. We understand what's wrong. We are desperate for salvation. Therefore, the tainiyos are beikar set up for tzfilo, because you understand the problem. So the tainiyos are really a tainiyos, a focus of our tzfilos, our tzayim, is the tzaychei hatshuva, the tzfilos, the coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a yoyim hatzfilo, a yoyim of tshuva. Says the Rambam, these four tainiyos are for tzara. But we first, the purpose of this taniyos is to fast, to understand that there is a tzara. To understand that there is a problem and we have to be aware ourselves. To realize that there were tzaras, wake up, there's tzaras that happened on these days. And those tzaras still have an effect on us today. It's not just that there is a yoyim atzfilah, a yoyim where we have to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The day itself is trying to teach us that there is a tzara. And we have to wake up and remember what happened. This could be what it means, the Rishayim, Yimei Ha'evel. The ikkar of these taniyos is not a yoyim atzfilah. Yes, tzfilah comes afterwards. Yes, we say slichos. But the main focus of this for taniyos is to know, to understand, to recognize that there is a tzara here. What are those five tzorois that happened that day that are still reverberating down to us? Nishtaber haluchos. Butal atomid. Huv ko'ir. Sarah vasomis abostomis rasha esatoyu of emet zel v'hecho. That is why the Mishnah cannot say the chait that caused the nishtaber haluchos. Because that's not the focus of this tainus. The tainus is not that we're fasting because of the chet of the egel. We're fasting to ma'arer ourselves that there was a tzara that day, and we have to come close. So we have to, the Mishnah enumerates the tzarais that happened that day, not the averais that happened that day. Therefore, nishtaber haluchos is the main purpose of the main reason why we fast was today. Because that was the tzara that happened. Nishtaber haluchos. What tzara was nishtaber haluchos? The other ones are pretty obvious. Huv ga'ir. Butal atomid. What was nishtaber haluchos? We have the Torah. The Gemara tells us. Actually, it's a Gemara tells us that in Maseches Erevin, my Amar Belozer, my Dichsiv Chorus Al Haluchos, Il Mole Lo Nishtabu Luchos Harishonos. If it wouldn't be that the Bruchos Harishonos were broken, Lo Nishtacha Torah Mi Yisrael, we would have never forgotten Torah from Klal Yisrael. We would never forgotten any Torah. Machlokes wouldn't have happened to the degree we have now. We would have a clear guidance on what the Torah is instructing us. There won't be any forget. No one will forget anything. If it wouldn't be, if we would have had the luchos of Yishonos, if we would have had the original luchos that weren't broken, there would be no nation or tongue able to rule over us. The Yalkut in Yeshua tells us even more. At that time of Nishtaber Haluchos, Nigzer Akzer Al Yisrael, She Yilmed the Torah learning would have to be Mitoich Hatzar, through pain, or Mitoich Hashibud, and because through oppression, or Mitoich Tiltul, or Mitoich Hatiruf, or Mitoich Hadoichik, or Mitoich She'en Lehem Mezoinos. Because the Torah of the Luchos Rishonos was such a, if we would have had that, we wouldn't have to go through such problems of learning Torah, mitach hatzar, mitach hashibud, mitach hatiltu, mitach hatiru, mitach hadoichek. That's the tzara of that happened on Shavuos Betamos. It's a tzara. The whole purpose of the tzara is not just to be upset about the tzara. Of course, you have to go further and then realize why we have that tzara. Like the Rambam continues, V'shezichroin dvarim elu noshiv lehetev. We would come back, understand that what we lost, what the tzara was, it's nothing, we're not perfect. And we have to search out what the problems are, the averis are. I would like to take a couple minutes now to go through, found this kuntres, this sefer, that is malakit a lot of different midrashim and gemarais about the unbelievable situation we had. Because unfortunately, we don't understand what the tzara is, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, that we don't have Kol Yisrael Alad Mosam, that we don't have a Geula. What did we have? What should we look for? What is the ideal? What is Klal Yisrael supposed to look like in their natural state? We're in Golos. We're not in a natural state. What is Klal Yisrael supposed to look like? What is Yishalayim supposed to look like? What did the Beis HaMikdash look like in its natural state? All we have left is a kaisel, which tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nitzchi. But the kaisel we have is the kaisel of the Har HaBayis. It's not even the koisel of the actual Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara tells us, there's a Gemara in Soita, Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, B'yom Shechar Beis HaMikdash Ein B'yom She'ein B'yom B'yom. There's not a day that there's no curse. Something happened wrong. V'le'etal avracha V'not al tam mer ha'peiris. Fruit tastes good. You should even know what fruits used to taste like. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, said the Gemara, Batal HaShamir V'noifes Tzufim. The Shamir was lost, and the Noifes Tzufim. What's Noifes Tzufim? Soiles Me'ula, fine, good flour. Pas Shatafuach, good, risen bread. Tvash Me'ula, and very fine honey. Says the Ovester of Nosan Yushalayim. Do we understand what Yushalayim is? Says the Ovester of Nosan Perek Lamed Hei. Asara Nisim Nasu Lavoisein B'Yushalayim. We know the Mishnah tells us about Beis HaMikdash, but he says Yushalayim. What happened to Yushalayim? Loi Nizuk Me Oilom. No one ever got damaged. There was no need for safety. Obviously, he couldn't do things to Shea, but there wasn't no. Loi Nifka. Loi Nichshal Adam. No one ever stumbled or tripped. There was no fire department because there was never a fire. The building never collapsed. Unfortunately, sometimes buildings collapse and other things. Yerushalayim never had a building code because buildings never collapsed. There was never a time where a person said, I couldn't find an oven to roast my Korban Pesach. Now, how many Korban Pesach do they have? Kiflaim Kiyoitz Mitzrayim, 1.2 million Korban Pesach. And nobody can say, and Yerushalayim wasn't a large place. Yerushalayim is with the old city, a little bigger than that, not much larger than that. And nobody can tell me what, in that area, no one can say in 1.2 million Korbanos Pesach, no one can say I couldn't find that oven to roast my Pesach. V'loi motzasi mito. And no one can say I couldn't find a bed to sleep overnight. There was enough place, people, a place. Now, the Mara says there that there were more than 10 people on a Korban Pesach. So you imagine now, 1.2, it's 10 million people are going into Yerushalayim. And no one can say, I can't find a bed. Hello, Plia? Are we talking a normal place? We're talking a fantasy. But it happened! It was Yerushalayim! That is Klal Yisrael, Yerushalayim in its natural state. We're in Golus. The Mishnah says, Lo Hizik Nachash for Akrev Yerushalayim. There was never a Nachash or an Akrev that bite anybody in Yerushalayim. The Gemara of Basha tells us, the Malam de Tinoikis Heim Yerushalayim. The elementary school teachers were in Yerushalayim. Shanema Kimitzioin Tete Tsoyer Dvashem Yerushalayim. Why there? So Tosis on the plate over there in Vavasa Chaval says the Fi Shahaya Roya Kedusha Gedoyla, because that was a place where the children would learn much better. Because there was a Kedusha Gedoyla. The Kahanim Oiskim Ba'avoida. And the Kahanim were dealing, were doing Avoida Sakodesh. They saw that. They saw it. It was permeated. The ear of Yerushalayim was permeated with Avoida Sakodesh. Therefore, the school soon, there wasn't any Palma discipline. Because the children understood what Torah was, understood what Ruchnius was, understood what Yerushalayim was, and therefore they learned. The Sanhedrin HaGadol, the greatest Talmidei minds, the greatest Talmidei Chachomim lived in Yerushalayim. There wasn't just one Sanhedrin. There were three Sanhedriyos. Over 200 massive Talmidei Chacham were there in Yerushalayim. Says Rashi in Avos, Yerushalayim was called Misois Kol Ha'aretz, the most happiest place of the entire world. Says Rashi in Avos, My Oid Oilam Loi Omar Adam Duchuka Li Shayata B'Yerushalayim Ve'en Yochel Es Finest. No one ever said, I can't live in Yerushalayim. I can't find Parnos on Yerushalayim. No one ever said that. every single person found parnos in Yerushalayim. The Shmoyis Rabbah, it brings down a story. Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar, Ma'isahayi be'Bagmatios Echot, Shalach Yerushalayim. He went. There's a guy who's a salesman who went to Yerushalayim. In an hour, he sold all his wares. The oy man, and the peddler said, "Al zeh nemar." Now I understand the pasuk that says, "Misois kol haaretz." There wasn't a place where any atzfus was. That's not Yerushalayim in its natural state. We don't know Yerushalayim today. Yerushalayim is not in its natural state today. It's not what it's supposed to be. Kedidish Rashi in Avos. Shekol Adorim b'soicha, every person who lived in Yerushalayim, HaYakadosh Baruch Hu mefarnesam. Ashlo nitzach echad l'chaveiro v'lotesh misham l'chapesh parnos. No one had to leave Yerushalayim to search out parnos somewhere else. Every single person had parnos in Yerushalayim. The Radak, I'm sorry, the Shmoyis Rabbah continues. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Kipo shel cheshbonis ha'isachus Yerushalayim. It's a small cave, a hut, outside Yerushalayim called the Kipo shel cheshbonis. What's that? What's the Kipo shel cheshbonis? V'chomi shemevakev lachshev cheshbonis. Someone wants to do accounts, figure out where he's holding in his business. He didn't do his accounts here. He didn't figure out, didn't do calculations inside Yerushalayim. Rather, he had to go outside Yerushalayim. He shouldn't figure out Yerushalayim. Maybe he's not doing as good business as he thought he was. And he would be a little bothered by it. Therefore, they made a special area outside Yerushalayim. Not to lose that specialness of Yerushalayim. Vishenikras Nisois Kol Oris. It's the Radak. In Tehillim, Perek Memches, Pasuk Beis. The Avir HaYakol Kach Toiv. The ear of Yerushalayim was so great. The Afilu Choylim Hoy Misrapin. A person who was ill, walked to Yerushalayim, came healed. V'chein Oymer HaShoychein B'Yerushalayim. Any person who ever lived in Yerushalayim, Lo Yoymer Chilis, he never said, "I got sick." This magic place, we lost all of it. That's Yerushalayim in its natural state. And the reason is because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. And everyone realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. These are just the Dvarim Gashmiim that happened in Yerushalayim. Physical wonders, physical things that happened in Yerushalayim because of Yerushalayim was what it was supposed to be. No one ever got damaged there. No one ever got hurt there. People learned well. People had parnasa. People were healed in Yerushalayim. And that's just Yerushalayim. How about the Beis HaMikdash? Yerushalayim was only affected because there was a Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash itself, the Mishnah Avos tells us already. And the woman never miscarried because of the smell of the basar. V'le'yisriach basar. Meat never spoiled. For the nearest zvuv, he had thousands of carbonous meat all over the place. He never saw a fly anywhere in Yerushalayim. For the kiboy gisham mesaish, the fire was never extinguished because of the rain. It poured, but the fire was oblivious to that rain. In fact, that fire was so special that fire burned regardless of dry meat, wet meat. It didn't even make a noise. It burned as if it was natural for it. It was natural for it. You put a wet steak on a fire, it sizzles, it burns, it bubbles, it puts the fire out, it drips. The fire in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, didn't do all that. It was a supernatural fire. And imagine this massive wind coming by, everyone's holding onto their hats, holding onto the yarmulkes, trying to make sure that things don't blow away, and this cloud of pillar of smoke directly straight up from the Mizbeach straight up to Shemayim. Everything else is flying away, and this cloud is as if it's nothing happening, straight up. everyone saw the Lechem HaPanim was warm as if freshly baked from week to week. The Rabbeinu Chaim Volozhin in Avos, Rachaim says that the Karbonos were exactly like the Mon. Just like the Mon, there was no psoilus. No one had to use the bathroom because of the Mon. Karbonos had the same attribute. The Kaihanim and people that ate the Karbonos did not need to go to the bathroom because of them. It was totally absorbed in their body. We had the Urim V'Tumim. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us that the doors closed and opened of the Beis HaMikdash itself. And people used to know when Shabbos and Yom Tov and Shchodesh came based on the doors opening and closing. According to some, the money, there was a money tree in the Beis HaMikdash. There was a tree that grew gold. Now these are just physical things. I'm not talking about the ruchniistic aspect of what of the association we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The attachment we felt, the cleanliness we felt after going to the Beis HaMikdash and coming out pure, that our averus were mimkal. So it's just physical things. We don't understand what Yishalayim was. We don't understand what the Beis HaMikdash was. Shivasa betamuz. Asar b'teves, Tzayim Gedalia, and Tisha B'Av are there to ma'ayir us that we lost something. It's a tzara. We're in galus. We don't know what we lost. The Gemara brings down that Tisha B'Av is called the Moyed. And the question is, why is it a Moyed? Moyed usually translates the holiday, a Yom Tov. And there are many tirutzim in why it's called a Moyed. But I saw brought down, I think it's Vishayim of Chaim Volozhin. Couldn't find it now, but I think it's that who says it. Why is it called a Moyed? Because we know that there is a Gezeira. Rashi brings in a Chumash, and we all know this, the Gezeira al Amei Shenishtachu. That a person who has lost a loved one, it hurts a lot. It pains a person a lot. It bothers a person a lot. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Teva, over time, the pain dulls and we start forgetting the pain, we start forgetting the association, and therefore we're able to live with it. The fact that Churban HaBayis happened more than a little less than 2,000 years ago, and we're still pained by it. We still have a pain. Obviously, it's not a mace, because the gzeira was only on a mace, sheneshtachu b'alev. Only a person who has passed on is forgotten from the heart. A chai, a person who's living, even if we don't know where they are, and we're upset that we don't know where they are, it's not forgotten from the heart. Like Yaakov Avinu, didn't more than Yosef had tzaddik 22 years. Why? We don't mourn on a mace for 22 years. It's not normal. Because Yosef HaTzadik wasn't dead. The Gzeir was on a mace, Nishtak HaChavalei, not a Chai. So did the Chai Velojino. The fact that we are mourning over the Beis HaMikdash and what we lost for a little less than 2,000 years is a Raya. That the Beis HaMikdash is Chai. It's alive. It's here. We don't know where it is. We have the ability to get to it. It's not a mace. The fact that we're mourning is a Yom Tov, is a Moyed. Because we know that it's going to come back. The Raya Brura that's going to come back is the fact that we're still mourning on it. It's a Chai. The more we understand it's a Chai, we Zoicha, just like the Mar brings down, Kol Aroya, Holmes Abel Yishalayim, who understands what we're missing, and it's Miss Abel proper Yishalayim, but as Hashem was Zoicha, the Roy Bissim Chasa.